Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Imagine what we could do next. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years.
Everybody's all bent out of shape about the pause. What about the four more years? What is that?
I've never heard that.
That was yesterday.
I'm surprised I missed that.
How?
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
He's pausing to imagine what we can do.
Four more years.
Yeah.
For me?
What we can do next. Four more years.
Convincing.
Pause.
Four more years.
I can't believe I didn't see that yesterday.
Does it matter?
Yes, it matters. You mean, does it matter that I saw it or
no.
that he said it?
These are things that happen all the time, and we don't play the majority of them. And I feel like you shouldn't not, this is not a you thing, but I don't think people should be able to allow to vote if they don't know he's doing this stuff.
That's fair.
I think that is fair. And I because I missed this one, but I would have well, found it by X's and O's time
you
for sure.
Known.
Let me put it to you like this. If you were voting and you voted and you cast your vote and you found out after you vote that for years he was doing stuff like this and nobody told you, would you be upset?
Or if for years you were told that the president was doing things that he wasn't doing and then you found out that that wasn't true either, would you be upset?
Heck yeah. I can't believe that the mainstream media doesn't play this stuff.
Guys, but Donald Trump fell asleep in court. That shows a clear mental decline.
I need you to create a promo that I want you to sneak onto this radio station that this sounds
one?
Like, yes, and Camel X.
Okay.
If you can make it work. Where you do a promo for this radio show, but you do it like Joe Biden would do it.
Okay.
And then at the end, add, please clap.
Like, I'll have our big voice
15
guy.
15-second promo. Yes. Yes.
Do something like that.
Yes. Pause.
Okay. Promo starts now. 3, 2, and.
You're narrator.
Listening to 97.1. And just narrate. Just do the whole thing.
Yes. Please.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody. Just
I can
sneak
do that.
It in there.
Okay.
You've got access.
It will play
the keys.
At 1:32 tomorrow.
No. Don't do it in my show. These people know we're here.
Oh, no. We got to have them in on the joke.
Do it for the people who aren't listening right now, and they only listen in their drive to and from work.
I mean, that's actually kind of a fun idea.
Of course it is. Don't say actually like it's my first.
I mean, I wasn't expecting much, but, you know, the bar is pretty low, but you came in over it still. I like that idea because
like a direct quote from something I've said to you. That's probably fair.
Well, if I wrote it to where it said 3-2-1 promo start, you're home for conservative talk, and he went right into it, and then in the promo said, "This is a promo written by Joe Biden's teleprompter." Like, people would get it. That actually would be funny. I would do that. Congratulations to you.
Not I would.
There's got to be a Joe Biden AI voice.
I will.
You know what?
We can get an impersonator on Fiverr. I don't even care. It doesn't even have to be good.
They're not that great, though.
No, it's better that way. They don't have to. They just have to know that we were trying.
Yeah. Okay. Challenge accepted.
Not a joke.
Come on, man.
I accept. Not a joke. Come on, man. Pause. Gosh, I can't believe that. People have and he was walking around shaking hands with ghosts yesterday, too. I did see that.
What if he really was?
Whoa. Maybe
we just talked about
things.
This yesterday.
That's right.
I would be really concerned when he's like looking up, reaching out.
I figured out who's running the White House, Annie.
People in the comments yesterday were making some inferences. Well, we talked for two segments about the top six things that happen before somebody dies. And I thought, this is not the time or place. It isn't the time or place.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years.
The audience was scripted.
Yeah, the audience knew when they were supposed to come in.
They were the only.
They were reading along on the teleprompter.
Yeah, wait till
like,
he
that's
says
our
pause.
Line.
Wait till he says pause and now. I mean, they were ready.
No, they didn't say wait till he says pause. They were like, wait until he does pause, but he never did because he kept talking.
Pause.
Brian Kilmeade was saying before our show started, he was talking about, like, he's like, his people need to take better care of him. He was like, that word pause should be in brackets because that infers that.
It probably was.
That's what his producer said. Allison was like, oh, you know it was in brackets. And then other people are saying, like, they should use ellipses. I think Kim St. Ange said that it should be ellipses. He's going to say dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
My question is, do his people want him to look good?
Yeah, I think they do. Their jobs are tied to it. They want to keep a paycheck.
I don't think they're going to keep him.
Yeah, that's a good, I don't know. I mean, they're clearly, it's got to be hard because they're probably doing all the things that they should be doing and going to great lengths to make sure that he doesn't want it around the stage, and he's still doing it.
Put dashes, put ellipses or something in there that he can't say out loud. Why do you need to say end of quote? Like, why do you need to have, I mean, it should be for delivery. You give those cues to people who are speaking. I've never had to read off of a teleprompter in front of people. I've given a lot of speeches in my time. My speeches, I specifically don't write speeches because I talk for a living. And if I went in front of you, and Ryan, you've seen me do speeches, Brad, you've seen me do speeches on various things. If I were, you see me talk here every day and you've seen me do speeches. If I were to be reading from a paper, that would be so not what you're used to experiencing from me. So I don't do that. Is it hard to read from a teleprompter? It's a skill that you have to develop. Once you get to the level of president of the United States, should be able to handle that one.
Well, also, look, when you're president, you're reading a lot of speeches. So I'm sure it does get to where you're on autopilot a little bit with these things. But when you have a crowd ready to chant 4 more years, it sounds like that was the purpose of them being there.
Yes.
Then when you hit the line 4 more years, I'm sure once in a while the temptation is just, you know, your mind's just going, you let it go. But he's done this so many times.
I also question the idea of putting in a pause so that people can chant 4 more years. It should sound like they can contain themselves. They've interrupted you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, I'll give you this minute.
You know what you need to do is you need to outsmart him. I mean, this is what we're talking about. You need to outsmart
with
the president.
With less letters and more dash, dash. You're going to end up having ellipses and dashes, and he's going to read it in Morse
code. The dude is reading.
What's he doing? He's sending out an SOS.
That's how he's talking.
Look at the way he's blinking.
Ryan, it sounds like they've outsmarted
him. He's going to launch
the nuclear bombs. He's reading the prompts.
No.
Outsmarted him.
No. What they need to do is, instead of saying pause, just have another line in there and say, I can't even pause here. You know, like whoops, you weren't supposed to read that, but if you did, it's okay. You know, like outsmart the brackets.
Why is Saturday Night Live not doing a like stupefied Morse code? Or they just try to make him say something super simple with as few letters as possible, and then he just starts reading it in Morse code and like sending nukes somewhere. He gave the command. It's time to go.
We passed we passed
bombed Fiji. Fiji, really? That's what he said. Yeah.
We're outrageous. Funding Ukraine. Stop. We're funding Israel. Stop. Wait, what's the president doing?
Full stop. Yeah.
He's reading a telegram. Look at the way he's blinking. Beep, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep,
he doesn't blink.
You're right.
He squints.
He just kind of does the stare that goes like the slow turn and pivot, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like you turn your head, right? If you're going to look over there, you're gonna look to your right. He turns his whole body.
Yeah, that's the way you turn when your back's real stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He's going to look like he just makes his whole body shift to the side that he's going to look at, and it is slow.
Wonder if it's rigor mortis.
I don't. I don't wonder that.
No? Well.
Well, now I do. I'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.